Panels 14 to 16. History of the collection. Mid to late 19th century. The collection originated at the Sant'Andrea Zoology Station, Trieste, and expanded in a climate of growing interest in marine biology, which led to the organisation of numerous research cruises across the Adriatic. First World War, 1915 to 1918. Many scholars and researchers were drafted into the army, meaning that the Sant'Andrea Zoology Station was forced to shut down temporarily. 1919. The Treaty of Saint-Germain redrew Italy's borders, seeing Trieste and Istria become part of Italy. The Royal Italian Thalassographic Committee decided that the Adriatic Zoology Collection and the Sant'Andrea Zoology Station Library were to be transferred to the Italo-Germanic Station in Rovigno. Here the collection was expanded to include new specimens as the research cruises continued. 1943 to 1944. Aristocle Vatova, the Italian director of the Rovigno station, moved the collection to Venice in 1943, at the height of the Second World War, fearing for its fate. It was first stored in the basement of Venice's Institute of Adriatic Studies, and then moved to its Museum of Natural History. The post-war period. At the end of the war, the collection was moved to the Canonica Foundation building in Venice, where it remained for a number of years. In the 1950s, Umberto d'Ancona, director of the University of Padua's Institute of Zoology and Comparative Anatomy and founder of Chioggia's Hydrobiology Station, took an interest in the collection and began to organise its move to Chioggia. 1968. The exhibits were transferred to the Hydrobiology Station, now part of the University of Padua, where inventory and restoration work began. The collection's long and troubled history has taken its toll, with only 1,258 exhibits remaining of the original 1,600 that Aristocle Vatova took to Venice.